You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we are brought to you by Health Masters. Health Masters is the very best in natural health care. You've heard me talk many times about the fact that I don't go to the doctor first. I go to Dr. Ted Brewer, and you should too. Find out why. Go to healthmasters.com and use the coupon code 5COMMON. That's the number 5COMMON. At healthmasters.com. Well, on the newsmaker line with me, we have Paul Martin, and there are some very, very serious things going on that I asked Paul to come on and shed some light on. Most notably, we want to start our conversation off with Disease X, and I don't think this is getting the attention that it deserves. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dave.
Okay, well, what's going on in your mind with Disease X? How are you seeing this, and do you agree with me that it's being undercovered?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've done a lot of podcasts together. We've talked about my East Coast source saying 4 years ago, bioweapons going to be the weapon of choice. They're going to hit us with your source, your FEMA guy that bugged out that was in the bioterrorism end of FEMA. You know, told you bluntly, if they can't get you guys where they want you, they're going to hit you guys with a bioweapon. And, you know, now we've got this deal, supposedly a Putin hit some guy with a bioagent in London. We've got our UN ambassador out today saying, you know, the biochemical war is not ever, you know, Putin's probably going to hit New York. And so, you know, the booga-booga is ramping up. You know, one of the things that you said about your FEMA source that he told you before he bugged out is that we have diseases that the Israelis, the Russians, and the Chinese don't even know about. I thought that was a very interesting comment.
Yeah, that's true.
So that you know, and Disease X could be a number of things. We don't know what it is, but the fact that the, you know, the quote-unquote scientists are coming out saying that this Disease X, whatever it is or whatever it's going to be, could, you know, wipe out millions and millions of people. So from my end of the street, Dave, I think they're telegraphing their punches.
I think you might be right, but I think for the benefit of the audience, I should probably shed a little light on what you're referring to about my FEMA source. Just a real quick rendition. Back in the 90s, county health officials came to my campus and they asked for volunteers that would administer injections and do kind of emergency services. And they said, your family will get the first vaccines or antidotes. And I thought, okay, well, that sounds like a good idea to me. So I volunteered. Well, then FEMA came in quickly and they took over the effort. And we had a series of transition meetings, and I got to be friends with a guy in FEMA and happened to live, you know, not too far from where I was living. We started to hang out together, play a little basketball, became friends with the family, and every now and then he'd share little nuggets with me. Well, one night, Paul, and this is when I was still coaching college basketball, he and his wife show up, and they're waiting for me outside my office on campus as I was getting off the practice floor. And this was October of 2012. And he told me, Dave, I'm bugging out. We're going with like-minded people from FEMA, some DHS. We have been preparing secretly a getaway. And he described some of the high-tech stuff that they had. And he said, we need to be out of the way for a variety of reasons, which is another show into itself. And that's when he told me what you just said, that we have goodies, because his area of expertise was counter-bioterrorism. And this is when he took early retirement. But he told me very clearly, he said, we have things that no one knows what we have. And if this populism in America is not stopped, he said that the globalists aren't going to hesitate to use this stuff on us. Now, this is interesting, Paul. 2012 was way before Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I covered, you know, I'm probably the only guy that spent an enormous amount of time. I put it up on my website on the, you know, the H3N1, the H3N2, the H7N1, the H7N9, and all those. And it was about, I think it was about 3 years ago, they had an outbreak at the state fair in Illinois of the H3N2, and it was coming from the swine. And about a week later, they had an outbreak of the H7N1 at the state fair in Indiana. And so I know a professor at Purdue, and asked him to get me a hold of a guy that's a bio guy that knows about that stuff. So he got me a hold of a doctor, and I was asking him, I said, Doc, I said, what happens if the H3N2 and the H7N1 recombine with each other? He said, that will be a prairie fire. He said, the first case that I hear of that, me and my wife are out of the country. So, and now we've got out, just last week, they've got the H5, for the first time, the H5N4 in China. And they also had a culling for the H7N1 today in England. Thousands and thousands of ducks they slaughtered. They've got a whole town in quarantine. So there's a lot of things bouncing around there, Dave, but with this report on the disease X and all these other things, and with the resurgence, I mean, this flu season was horrible. Killed over 100 children. I don't know what the final death. It was affecting the youth, the young people, and the elderly. And so, I think we're looking down the barrel of a disaster.
Do you know what this reminds me of? And you know my attraction to what they call predictive programming, in which, you know, TV and Hollywood kind of shows you ahead of time what's coming. At least it has a really interesting series of coincidences. But let's go back about 4 or 5 years, and the TNT original series, The Last Ship, came out. And The Last Ship went on a mission with a doctor, and they didn't know the mission until they got up into the Arctic area in North Alaska. And what they discovered was that they had a viral outbreak. And that viral outbreak destroyed civilization. It killed over 80% of the people. Don't you find that a little bit interesting now?
Very. And so one thing that the listeners might not know is that the U.S. Army went up into the tundra in Alaska. And this was from my good friend John Moore. He had a military guy tell him about it in one of his speaking engagements. But they went up to the tundra and dug up a very well-preserved body of the guy that died from the 1918 flu that killed millions and millions and millions. And do you know where that started?
Where?
It was a soldier that had took liberty and went and visited some friends that had a pig farm in Kansas. And he brought it back to the base, and then he deployed in World War I. That's where that started, was from a pig. But the fact that I mean, what's the Army's job? They blow shit up and kill people, kind of like Marines. And so the fact that the U.S. Army dug this guy up with the 1918 flu, you can probably bet with the amount of evil that is in the U.S. government that this has probably been weaponized.
It made no sense to dig it up. It's kind of like let sleeping dogs lie. And I totally agree with you. I remember when this happened. And even people in the mainstream media were saying, why are they doing this? It made no sense. I'm surprised they even covered it.
Well, that is a very, 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 very lethal drug. And one of the things you got to know, understand about all of these H-class things that I've been talking about is that you know, they can burn hot, just like the 1918 flu, or they can burn out. A lot of it is the host. What happens, these things get in the host, like, say, you or me, and they look around and they find out anything that might destroy them, and they change and they morph to defeat something that's going to kill them. But and especially when you get a two really bad H class that recombine with each other, that's what that doctor I was talking about. He said that's going to be a prairie fire, and with air travel today and everything, I mean, we saw, I mean, England got hit hard. They had the H3N1, the H3N2, and the H7N1, I believe, in England during that. I've lost count of how many people it killed. But that could have been a test run. Yeah, I find it fascinating that all three of those wound up in England. But you can contribute that to air travel and, you know, people from all over the world coming into London and all that. It hit Wales specifically hard. And so we've got some precedent here for a really bad time. And one of my I've talked about it on a previous podcast, that in Fort Collins, a friend of mine had called me that was making a delivery, and he made a delivery to a very nondiscreet, plain vanilla building in Fort Collins, Colorado. And it was full of the inflatable hospital tents like you saw in the movie Outbreak, and stacks and stacks and stacks of those, and gloves and suits and everything. But he thought what was really interesting was that there was a 10 cases of satellite phones right inside the door. And this is probably a five, he said it was about a 5 or 6 thousand square foot building stacked to the ceiling. And my East Coast told me 3 years ago, he said, they have delivered hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of U.S. military field hospitals and field tents. So, and that's what the military does. They pre-position, you know. And so with all of this stuff, and now we've got the scientists talking about disease X, coupled with the flu season that we had here in England. We've got the H5N4 breaking out in China now for the first time. And doesn't sound good, Dave.
No, I was just listening to you go through the menu here, Paul, and there's no shortage. Let me go back in time. Oh, gosh, I just drew a mental blank. Do you remember the highly decorated Kansas highway patrolman who just passed away? And, oh, geez.
Yeah.
He's on Steve Quayle's front page. Steve's paying a tribute to him.
Yeah, yeah. Greg Evenson.
That's right. Okay. age-related cognitive decline here, but you're right, Greg Evenson. And what a great man that guy was. He was on my show a few times. Excuse me. And one of the times he was on my show, he validated something that I had been told. And I want to lay this out because I think people need to know that this government has already rehearsed this, and there are elements of the deep state, particularly in DHS, that Trump does not control. Let me get right to brass tacks. In Colorado, two high-ranking police officials in that state in different agencies, both of them who I grew up with, one of them I went to elementary school with, and then we stayed in contact through the years, and another guy I played basketball and football with in high school. So these are people who I knew extremely well and hung out with them. I called them. And I said, these are the reports I'm getting out of your state. Is there any truth to this? And what I was told was they were setting up DU-style roadblocks. Now, this would have been like January of 2009. And you are stopping people in rehearsal fashion, and you have chase cars. So if someone tries to evade the DUI-style roadblock, you chase them down. And he said, yes. And Greg said, that's true, Dave. We've done the same thing here in Kansas. And then I went on to ask him more questions that I had been told. I said, I understand that these are forced vaccination checkpoints, and this would have been for the H1N1 that was loaded with poisonous squalene. And he said, that is correct, too. And I said, I've got one more for you, Greg. I said, one of the people tells me that they actually rehearsed with actors putting men in one bus, women in another who were vaccine resistant, and putting children in another and practiced hypothetically taking them off to different locations. In other words, like three different style FEMA camps. And he said, that is also true. And Greg validated all of this. Paul, did you know anything about this? Because this goes back now. Gosh, this is over nine years ago now.
Well, what they've been doing up here in northern Colorado is they'll put up a big giant sign that says "drug testing dogs ahead," and then they'll have the black cars sitting off side of the road to see if anybody tries to ditch and get off. We've had that. But I haven't had any conversation with law enforcement here like you have. But they could be using these little drug dog ahead, you know, tests just to see if anybody boogies on them. It could be similar to the same thing. But I mean, we're ground zero here for the New World Order, so. Nothing surprises me about this place.
Well, you know, Paul, there was another article that I wrote, and I wished I had it pulled up in front of me right now, and I don't. But it was up on thecommonsenseshow.com, and it was during the 2014 illegal immigration invasion from Central America. And I had talked to a couple of doctors here in Arizona that were highly concerned, and they went on the record, and they said, people are crossing our border in these invasions, and they have all these diseases for which Americans have absolutely no immunity. And they went on to say how dangerous this really was, and eventually Ebola could show up here, or something like Ebola. And they went on to talk about how DHS and Health and Human Services, HHS, were working in combination with each other to set up like medical refugee camps should there be an outbreak. And I went and did research, Paul, and this was sponsored by the UN. And not only that, they had all their sponsors that were there, DHS, the NSA, the CIA, and all the usual alphabet soups. And one thing was missing. They didn't have any medical treatment groups. They had the Red Cross listed, but that's not medical treatment. That's basically first aid. Let me put a Band-Aid on you. And I thought, why would you have a medical-style FEMA camp? And do you remember when Obama came out with that executive order and said that they could incarcerate you if you showed respiratory distress? Do you remember that?
Yep.
Yeah, well, this is the same time. This is what I linked these two events to. And during that time in 2014, they were basically setting up medical FEMA camps, but I determined they weren't really medical. They were FEMA camps that were going to use proxy excuses like congestion. Do you remember any of this?
Yep. Absolutely.
So we have a history of rehearsing this, Paul, about a huge pathogen coming here, and supposedly, I call them the deep state, they're going to spring into action, and they're going to use that as an excuse to bring on FEMA camps, disguised as other things.
Well, my East Coast source was pretty emphatic about it. You know, he said to have everything that you need to shelter in place. The paint, you know, you can get painters, the little paper painter suits. That's pretty much what they use in the bio labs. And the face, you know, the face mask and gloves and the booties and everything like that, you know. And he said, when this hits, it's going to be nobody in, nobody out kind of scenario. And one of the things that I found very interesting with this last flu outbreak, this stuff was killing people in a day, Dave. And I mean lots of them. 40-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 4-year-olds. It was killing them in a day. Ebola takes 10 days.
Yeah, the incubation. When you count incubation, that's true. Yes.
Yeah. But this flu... And there was a young man, a couple of young people in Southern California, Chula Vista and maybe Oceanside, I think, that didn't have any symptoms of the flu and just dropped dead. And then when they did the autopsy, they had the flu. And I think what we're going to see is super carriers. If you remember during Ebola, that they had super carriers, and these are people that could tolerate the Ebola virus, which is man-made, by the way, and it didn't affect them, and they could pass it on.
I'm hesitating, and I'll tell you why. I was reading the account of Disease X, and this was an account that was written by Australian doctors. And they came out and they said, this could wipe out humanity. And I said, oh, no. It could be really bad, but come on. Viruses burn themselves out in about 30 days. And also, too, there's always at least 10 to 20% of the population, depending on the agent, that are immune. You know, they're resistant to the organism. And what you're talking about now, if I'm understanding you correctly, is you find resistant people and you infect them, but they won't become symptomatic, but they become Typhoid Mary. They become carriers.
Exactly.
Wow. You know, Paul, let's go back to that show, The Last Ship. I was enthralled with it, and not because of any great acting, although I will say this, the military discipline they displayed on that show for the Navy was right on the money. I grew up on Navy bases. But I have to tell you, they nailed it. There was a counter coup group in America led by a British rogue military that made their way to America, and they found groups that they called the Immunes. And the Immunes are just what we're describing here, people who could be carriers but not become symptomatic. And they'd infect them and send them out to kill off much of the population because depopulation was one of the agendas. You want to talk about predictive programming, Paul?
Absolutely. But I think with the distribution of this disease X, especially after of this very, very bad outbreak, the flu outbreak that we had here and in England, they could have definitely been testing something. Because the normal flu seasons run from late November till about the 1st of March. And this one burned out about 2 weeks. This particular flu season this year burned out about 2 weeks early. But they could be testing some things, some new viruses, some tweaked H1N1s or some tweaked H7N1s or N9s or something. But when I saw that H5N4 coming out of China, they killed like 2 or 3 million chickens because of it over there. I've been following this stuff for years. This H5N4 is the first I've heard of that. So I think with all of the news in this, and now we've got the UN ambassador talking about, you know, they're gonna hit New York City with VIX. I'm looking for a false flag.
Let's go back to that UN ambassador. Let's expand on that story a little bit. Give us some detail.
Well, she was out. You know, they're blaming Putin.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but let's put out her name.
Oh, Haley.
Nikki Haley.
Late at night.
Yeah, Nikki.
Yeah,
Haley.
Nikki Haley. She was out today with a press release, talking about what this bioweapon that hit a Russian spy and his daughter in London, and you know, the British press is all over it. You know, Russia did it. Russia did it. Russia did it. And now she's out today saying, well, we're going to get VX, you know, VX in New York City. So, you know, I'll just say it again. They're telegraphing their punches.
That certainly is. And why would the UN ambassador say this? For what reason would she have any involvement in this whatsoever?
Well, they're all ganging up on Russia. I mean, Putin's KGB. They've got a long list of killing people and killing spooks and stuff like that. But Putin doesn't. I mean, he's got enough troubles. I don't believe that for this time in history and everything that's going on and a new Cold War and everything like that. I don't think he'd do that. Could he? Sure. But, you know, my gut feeling is he did it. But anyway, it's still ramping up. The Russia bad, Russia bad. Now Russia's got bioweapons and everything. So that just tells me, and you know, it's so easy to get this stuff out, Dave. I mean, you could have 5 or 6 people, all it takes, and some aerolizers, you know, walk through Kennedy, walk through Dallas-Fort Worth, walk through Chicago, walk through Atlanta, walk through L.A., and I'm sure everybody that's listening has seen the movie Outbreak, and they had a map on that for the particular disease they had going in the movie, and they showed how fast the progression would pass across the United States. And so I think we're going to get hit. I mean, you know, your source talk about it, my source talk about it, and now it's in our face. I mean, when you got the UN ambassador, you know, saying New York's going to get hit with VX, duck.
You know, this is, oh boy, the conspiracy calls are going to come out big time. But, you know, as I look at this, I just interviewed economic expert Robert Kudla from Trade Genius Academy. And Bob and I were talking about how the average person and Donald Trump are defeating the globalists. I mean, people are going to cryptocurrency. Wyoming and Alabama passed laws that said if you're doing business in gold and silver, there'll be no state tax, and Arizona's looking at the same thing. And so people are saying, to hell with the dollar, it's fiat currency, we don't like the Federal Reserve, and there's a massive decentralization going on that these people can't control. And if the crash comes, a lot of the people that are in alternative currencies are going to be okay. And Bob and I processed this, And, you know, as I think about this now, bringing that interview into our discussion here, it seems to me, Paul, that this could be the strike back. This is the globalist response to decentralization. Well, you know what? We'll just wipe a whole lot of you out. And I don't think it's just walking through a city with container and aerosolization. I think they're going to go much bigger. It's not going to be local and regional. I think they're going to take this global.
Oh, I don't doubt it. You know, and I mean, if you look at the amount of air travel, I mean, if you just look on a map every day of all the aircraft that are flying in the United States and around the world and flying to Europe and flying to Japan, I mean, thousands and thousands of flights a day. I mean, that's why airports from a weird marine aspect, you know, what would I do? You know, I'd take a few guys and some aerosolization stuff and just walk through the airports and head to the bar, have a beer, walk around a little bit, and that stuff would be all over the world in 24 hours.
You know, but there's something that bothers me about this, and on the surface it almost says this theory doesn't make sense. The people that would perpetrate such a crime, what about their families?
Do you know how many really, really, really sick people are out there? You've got a third of this country on SSRIs. They're basically soulless. How many Manchurian candidates are out there? By the hundreds, if not thousands.
Talk about Manchurian candidate. A lot of people are probably listening and going, I've heard the phrase, I remember the movie, Frank Sinatra, really old movie. We see it on AMC. What's a Manchurian candidate?
Well, that's somebody that they've groomed and schooled to for a purpose or a mission. I mean, you can look at the CIA operations, and I can't remember her name and her attorney. I interviewed her back in the early 90s that she had seven different personalities. And that was part of that CIA mind control. And she would not come on the air without her attorney, but real, really, really cute blonde lady. And I can't remember her name. It's been 20 years ago or more. And but if they've got one lady that came on the air talking about that the CIA and their mind control experiments had given her seven different personalities, how many of those do they have, Dave?
Yeah, you're talking about MKUltra, right? The ultimate brainwashing techniques?
Yeah. Yeah. You could use jihadis. You could use terrorists. You know, do it for Allah. They'll do it.
We're going to show our age here, but I'm sure you remember the Unabomber and Ted Kaczynski. And
oh, yeah.
He was an MKUltra. Did you know that?
Absolutely.
And for those that are too young to know what Paul and I are referencing here, he was a guy that sent out over 30 mail bombs and actually killed some people. And these bombs would go off. The guy was an absolute genius. And he was an MK Ultra guy. And kind of interesting. Who was the guy too? D.C. Cooper, the guy that hijacked the plane and bailed out with all kinds of cash. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I found out about him? He was MK Ultra too.
Really?
He was MK Ultra. Exactly. And they never did find him. They
nope,
found a few
of
the dollars
did.
He lost in his descent, but they never did find him. You know what, Paul? I don't think they wanted to find him. I think they wanted to test how complete the mind control would be.
Very possibility. And they've been doing this a long, 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 long time, Dave. So, I mean, it wouldn't take anything for these people to... You know, you go to personality number three and release a bioweapon. There's a lot. I mean, we have no idea what they're spraying us with.
Well, that's true. Let's stay with MKUltra for a second. I actually met someone who was an MKUltra. and it was a female. And they could engage in conversations about your local baseball team, the weather, and what you just bought on sale at the grocery store. But at the minute you brought up something sensitive in a political nature, they were like, they just stare right past you. They became like an empty vessel. I'd never seen anything like it. Now, you know, dipping into my psychology background, we call this disassociation. And disassociation is the first step towards developing multiple personalities. So I have seen this firsthand. And yes, this person was a multiple. It's actually, the technical term is called dissociative identity disorder. But we call it, you know, in the vernacular here, MPD or multiple personality disorder. And Paul, I've seen it, but it was programmed by subject. I mean, hey, what'd you think about that? Oh, that's so cool. And my son plays baseball and she's going on and on about this. And then I brought up Iran-Contra. It was a total shutdown. It was like a zombie. It was like a robot that just had its power source turned off. It was incredible.
Wow.
So
I mean, the fact that you've met one, and I've interviewed one, I mean, how many are out there that could do anything?
Like school shootings?
Just like school shootings.
You know, Nicholas Cruz had missing time, just like the Aurora Batman shooter. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So what are they doing with these people during the missing time? And you know, when they caught the Batman shooter, he actually was so passive, so compliant, sat in the police car just so willingly and fully confessed. And he really had trouble remembering what had happened.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, too, a little family history here. My wife and I have family that live in that guy's neighborhood when he grew up, went to the same high school. And you know what the dad did for a living? Air Force PSYOPs. The Aurora Batman shooter's dad was Air Force PSYOPs. Did he sacrifice his kid? I mean, that was pretty amazing if it's true. But so going back, let's tie together some dots here. Let's connect these dots. You're thinking that they're going to grab, for lack of a better term, the immunes, infect them with disease X, and send them out through the planet, and that could be the ultimate false flag. Is that what I'm hearing that you think could be a possibility?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no telling what they can give these people to. They could find some natural immunes, just like with, they had 20 confirmed cases during that last Ebola breakout. And I mean, they could have an injection with the disease and with the antigen to you know, stop it from bothering you and just send you on airplanes or cough or hack or, you know, 10,000 ways to spread a disease. But bottom line is that, especially today with our UN ambassador saying they're going to hit New York City with VX, I think they're telegraphing their punches, and it's not very hard to take care of yourself. I mean, with the cheap paint suits that you can buy at your local paint store, I got a whole stack of them. You can buy I believe they're M7 or M9, face mask, the booties, gloves, and be able to, you know, tape the, where the glove meets your sleeve, tape that off, and stuff like that. And because when this thing breaks out, and another bad thing about this is everything will stop, Dave. Travel will stop. Trucking will stop. Everything will stop. Banking will stop.
Yeah. So will just-in-time delivery, so you'll be out of food.
Yep.
You know, in Houston, and I've talked about this often on the show, when the hurricane hit Houston, the store shelves were empty in a day.
Hey, I mean, the last big snowstorm, the last four-footer we had that we knew was coming, they wiped out an Albertsons store, and I'm talking about a huge Albertsons store in North Fort Collins. It was empty in 5 hours.
Man, it's and people just don't want to look at this up front and realize this could be all orchestrated. Well, this is what I think is the deep state strike back, because people are moving away from the centralized control mechanisms and they're losing, and we got a president that's kicking butt economically on the rest of the world, and the deep state doesn't have an answer other than depopulation. And that's what I think possibly is going on. Have you talked to anybody else in the independent media who shares your views on Disease X?
No, I haven't been putting out too many phone calls. I talked to a good friend up in the west of Denver, about up 9,000 feet about it. And he said they've just been chemtrail. He said he counted 20, and that was day before yesterday, I think. But you remember when we were doing podcasts when Trump was running and got nominated and everything, and I used the little euphemism that, not only has Trump turned over the apple cart, he squashed all the apples and then he chopped the cart up. And these people have been ruling the planet for 600 years, a vein of thought, a vein of families, and they're just not going to walk off into that good night. And you had the picture up on your website about Brzezinski. It's easier today to kill a million than it is to control a million. And I think that was a huge statement from Brzezinski. I think he was telling you exactly what they were going to do.
Yeah, Trilaterals over Washington, and I'm referencing the great book written by my friend Pat Wood and the late Professor Anthony Sutton. They detailed a lot of this stuff. And by the way, speaking of Brzezinski, he was one of the co-founders with David Rockefeller of the Trilaterals, and this is their kind of brainchild. Paul, you and I've talked before. The globalists are getting their backsides handed to them right now. But they're not going to go quietly into the night. Don't you agree?
Oh yeah, I mean, we said that. I said it on the podcast. I said, they're just not going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, and we've been beat. I mean, you've got Poland, you've got the new Italian elections, you've got Brexit. You've got Europe's breaking apart. One of the British legislators said the other day, said, "We're not going to be ruled by a bureaucrat," talking about Juncker. So the civil war here and the civil war in Europe is on. How do you take care of that? I was talking to my favorite Marine Corps colonel about 6 years ago, and he was Marine Corps Force Recon, and Oliver North just happened to be his first platoon commander. But I was saying, "Colonel," I said, they're not the least bit worried about our guns." I said, "Why is that?" I said, "Well, you got 100 million gun owners out there." I said, "Where I live, you've got enough guns to take over a small, Central American country." I said, "But they can do two things, or both. They can get us for the really, 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 really good pandemic and just shut out the lights, just turn off the power."
Exactly. We've been talking with Paul Martin from revolutionradio.org. And Paul, if you were to, with your experience, and you've been at this a lot longer than I have, how do you see this whole thing coming down? I mean, the deep state's not going to go away. So tell me, how do you see the deep state responding?
Well, they've got it. The Democrats are on the ropes. Mainstream media is in the toilet. I think the Gardening Channel, has more viewers than CNN. They're totally discredited. Their numbers are crashing. with what's happening in Europe, what's happening in here, they've got to have a game changer. I mean, a big one. And just as Brzezinski said, it's easier to kill a million than it is to control. They can't control us anymore. The Internet has broken all of that. And with Trump beating 16 seasoned veteran politicians like a redheaded stepchild on Friday night, for all practical purposes, their game is over. So they're going to have a new game. They can either possibly kill Trump. There's a lot of things they can do. But the thing about bioweapons, they're cheap to make and they work, and they're easily dispersed numerous ways.
Yeah, you're
right. You know, we don't have any idea, huh?
You're right on the money with that, Paul. They are cheap. They're easy to disperse. Terrorists are at the beck and call of the CIA. We already know that. And we've got MS-13 and ISIS in our country in big numbers. I mean, even Comey admitted to the fact that ISIS had camps and organizations in all 50 states. He said that on July 4th, 2016. So
absolutely.
You even have deep state Comey admitting to this. And it's, I think it was kind of like he was saying, hey, there ain't nothing you can do about it. You might elect Donald Trump, but you can't stop this. And that's what I think we are all concerned about. I do agree with you about the painter suits and getting the masks and taping down your sleeves. There are things people can do. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, and medicine. And don't forget to throw in a Bible. But, you know, those are your basic essentials, Paul. And what we know now is about 14% of America is prepared for 2 weeks or longer. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Because when this hits, you can't go out.
My best source said, you know, get ready to shelter in place, and nobody in, nobody out, and you've got to have the wherewithal to do all that stuff. But I mean, time for prepping for something like this is now.
Yeah, I totally agree, and this is why I hear you.
Yeah, when a UN ambassador comes out and said they're going to hit New York City with VX, hello.
I know, Paul. Well, Paul, I want your reaction real quick to this news story that's come out this week from Fox News. They're getting sued by the parents of Seth Rich for a baseless conspiracy theory that has brought mental anguish. Now, I'm sorry for the parents. I am. But their boy was killed, and this is a major national event. It's not like we can just ignore it because the parents are feeling pain, which, I mean, we all feel bad about that. But, Paul, the article was written by Google, and my wife read it to me at lunch a few days ago, and I just was scratching my head. Do you remember Wheeler, the detective? He goes on the Hagmans, and he goes on Fox, and he says, conspiracy, conspiracy, Deborah Wasserman Schultz's brother, Steve Wasserman, district attorney for the federal government in Washington, D.C., killed the investigation into Seth Rich. And remember, she was fired for the leaks that were done,
yep.
and WikiLeaks all but said it was Seth Rich that gave it to him. They wouldn't name him by name because they wanted to burn a source. But they wouldn't deny that it was him. It was him. It was him. And Paul, let me give you one more thing. I'll let you react to all this. They go, it's a stupid conspiracy theory. That's what it said in the article, and that's why they're suing for mental anguish over a stupid conspiracy theory put forth by Fox. Well, it was Fox and the rest of independent media. But here's what happened. Seth Rich is shot in the back. Okay? They say it's a robbery. But his cell phone, his expensive watch, and his wallet were not taken. What the hell kind of robbery is that?
Not a robbery. It's called an assassination.
Yeah, and we know he was a Bernie Sanders supporter. We know he spoke out against the stealing of elections using George Soros voting machines by Hillary Clinton. That was verified by a study done by Stanford University that I reported on. I'm sorry, but this is conspiracy stuff that's validated, Paul.
Well, I think with the lawsuits, the math that are they're throwing at Alex Jones,
yeah,
and others. This is kind of a law avalanche, and all of these things, these suits are literally nothing. They're all false. They're lies. But what it takes is a lot of money to fight them. And so I think they're just trying to bleed people out and get them out of the way. I mean, the Democrats, there's no doubt they want the First Amendment abolished. We've got political correctness now. I mean, there's 10,000 words you can't say now at the universities, and they're after the whites, and they've even got college courses on there's just too much whiteness.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. There was a case in Indiana involving a kid named Lake Engel, and he's a class away from graduating, and he's taking a Christian studies class, and the professor, of all things in a Christian studies class, plays a 15-minute transgender video where they said there are multiple genders, you know, like the 97 genders thing, and he spoke up and says, excuse me, biologists say there's only two genders. We shouldn't be teaching this. They said, this is a scientific fact. There's only two genders. The professor kicked him out of class. Now he's being disciplined by the provost, and he's not going to graduate. This is how insane our universities have become.
Well, with everything that's going on politically, I mean, this is a multi-front invasion of the communists. You know, Khrushchev met. He was a rose garden with Eisenhower, and he looked at him. He said, "We'll take you without a shot."
Yeah, I know. He said that, and certainly the Soviet defectors that followed, and I've written about this, have described how it would happen. They take over Hollywood and the news agencies, and they've pretty well succeeded. Well, Paul, we're out of time, my friend, and I really appreciate you joining us. This has been really informative. You can check Paul out at revolutionradio.org. Great website. I'd suggest you put it on your list and go there every day. Paul, thanks for joining us.